Cousin Shane of that, excuse me, of the Fine Bomb Show. Thanks for making time for us little people.
I tell you, I look like the ghost of Shane here. I don't know what's going on with the lighting, Mike, but no, it was great to be on, Paul. It seems like, as always, I think he timed it, right? He's like, hey, let's get him on here, just so he can say that he's never been on the show, and then we're going to cut to Michigan firing their coach.
No, you did a great job. Anybody that missed it, well, really, I wanted to get Shane's thoughts on being back on Finebaum, and then in the middle of the freaking interview, Michigan fires their coach, Sharon Moore.
Yeah,
but I did want to also give you, because you basically just went on there and ripped my ass. So
he kept saying. He's like, I did all this studying, and he was like, all right, how do we fire Mike?
And hopefully we'll post your interview with Finebaum here in just a minute. But mm-hmm. I wanted to poke fun at you because it only took you about 6 seconds to call him Mike.
Damn it. I knew it right when I said it. I was like, Paul. Yeah. Clearly, I do one show, Mike, and that's ours. And when I get on some others, I'm like, I call everybody Mike. So,
yeah. Hey, so check this out. So this is real. I thought it was a phony at first, Shane.
Are you surprised? How surprised are you in this one?
I mean, I always thought this guy was an idiot. Of course, I don't watch a lot of Little 10 Michigan football, but I did watch the bowl game. Yeah, hey, we'll give him credit. They beat Alabama, right? But
right.
Just watching this guy coach, I was like, this guy seems like a complete idiot. This is being reported right now. Michigan AD says the investigation uncovered credible evidence Sharon Moore engaged in inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance. So they fired his ass. So wow. Michigan's this is real. Michigan head coach. I don't know. I don't have any information. I don't know what. But hey, I'm glad because this is right where I wanted to go, buddy. Lane Kiffin to Michigan.
Wouldn't that be crazy? That would be the ultimate right there. All right, let me ask you though, brother. I mean, Michigan's a big job, right? A big job. Is there, like, I know we joke about Lane Kiffin, but is there an active head coach you're thinking about saying, damn, this is one to keep eyes on?
1,000%, Shane.
Yeah.
I think it's DeBoering.
Damn.
Don't you think?
I mean, that's probably why he didn't take the Penn State job, right? He's waiting. They're like, hey, just wait a second. Now that we got the, I mean, literally, that was a fall guy anyway in Michigan, right? And right. Again, I don't want to take away from the seriousness or whatever allegations came out of this latest situation, but we all know that this was a hire to get us to the next hire up there in Michigan. So yeah, I think you talk about the ultimate, because that's who I thought of initially was Kalen DeBoer, and if that happened, oh my God. Nick Saban back to Bama, you think?
No.
Joking. Lane Kiffin to Bama.
A lot of people in the comments are saying Brian Kelly. I don't think you could touch Brian Kelly right now, though, can you?
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it. Nope.
How about this one? Now again.
But we are late in the game, you know?
Right. So I think it has, it almost, panic's the wrong word, but I think it has to be like, you just got to make a big offer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're not going to like me saying this, Shane. I don't even know if he can leave. He just signed an extension. What about someone like Eli Drinkwitz? Like, could he say no if Michigan backed up the Brinks truck to his house?
The money's there, Mike. That's the thing. The money's there. I don't think there's too many coaches that are off the board here. So, right. Yeah, I feel like if the right offer comes, even to an active coach, one that you've got past a couple of these hires, you're like, oh, we're good. We're safe.
Now, hey, if they can't afford it,
yeah,
Mark Stoops, people are saying, on a budget, if they're on a budget, he'll do it for nothing. He's already getting paid by Kentucky.
I see Jimbo Fisher. I mean, not too many national championship coaches are laying around out there. So that could be one wanting to get back into it. But no, this is an interesting hire. And it's a public one, right? With all the Barstool shit and stuff. These guys are going to be all over this one. So
yeah.
it's going to be a coveted position, but the timing, man, I feel like you would have known that this could have happened, that we would have made a move earlier. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's like, wait till everybody gets hired, and then that's the most Michigan thing ever.
Would they consider Heupel? Can I put that out there?
You shut your damn mouth. They just hired their defensive coordinator. They're good.
What do you think about that? Tennessee landing a coveted defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that one was, again, I heard rumor that could happen, but I think that's a good one, right? And I feel like that was the main thing for Tennessee is just a fresh start, just a new look. And that's exactly what they're going to have on that side of the football. So I love the hire personally. I know there's a couple of all fans on the fence, but I'm still there.
Hey, great question by JP here. So, you know, we're looking at it the wrong way, Shane. Not which coach are we going to lose to Michigan, because who the hell was a coach in that cold-ass climate anyway? But what players can we steal? They got that elite freshman quarterback, Underwood, I think is his name. Is he headed to the SEC? Well, I mean, I'd much rather – he don't even know who his coach is going to be. And there's only one portal.
Stoic says, Shane says, DeBoer, but not Hopple.
Yeah. Michigan, they just got a big freshman running back who he picked Michigan over Tennessee.
What about that quarterback, you know? I mean, that's the one everybody wants.
Right.
So, oh, God.
Lane Kiffin's
already up there. Wouldn't that be? He doesn't go to LSU, right? Goes up there for a year and this to come back down to LSU. Lane Kiffin's already up there. He may be taking the job. I don't know. He ain't doing that, but he's talking up there.
Yeah, but what about Clark Lee, Peanut Butter says?
I don't think so. I think he's Vandy. I mean, Michigan, I don't know if they want a splash hire, but this late, you know, you want somebody that's got a little, I don't know, carries a little weight. I'm not saying a John Gruden or anything, but it'd be kind of cool to see something like that happen, you know, just to see how it unravels.
All right, let me ask you this. And again, we have no clue, right? But
yeah,
what's more likely to happen here, Shane? You can only pick one of these two options. Michigan steals away an SEC coach.
Yeah.
Or the SEC steals away Michigan's roster.
Oh, I want the roster. Give me the roster. Now, for business, it's good for an SEC coach to go, right? Like at that Yankee down there in College Station or something, you know? Be like, don't you miss the North, you know? Don't you miss those brisk – don't you miss the seasons? You know, I could hear it now.
I mean, we are, well, a couple weeks away. January 2nd.
Yeah.
The portal opens.
Yeah.
So I have to imagine Michigan will have a coach by then, but who knows? I don't know. Cousin Shane to Michigan?
Not for long. I'll fly through there, you know. I want to hit all 50 states. We did land in Detroit, and I did count that, but I feel bad because I'm like, you know what? I probably should go visit Michigan.
Okay.
The airport don't count.
All right, last thing I got for you.
RoboCop was awesome.
How would you rate your Find Mom performance for anybody that missed it?
The worst one yet. The worst one. The worst one. It'll probably do the best on YouTube, but it was, I swear, Mike, you know, we took a couple of days off and I think that was a bad idea. You know, I had a whole bunch of sugar before I got on, probably a bad idea. I couldn't drink because they're against that. So that was a bad idea. And then he hits me with questions. Like I said, I'm studying up on the playoffs. I'm studying up on the new coaches. And he's like, hey, how do we get Mike fired? I'm like, whoa, why are we doing this? I don't know where to go.
I can't believe you thought he was having Cousin Shane on for a deep analysis.
Yeah, I just thought there'd be at least one good football question in there. But you're right. No, it's always good talking to Paul. I mean, and what's funny is people are like, hey, what's Paul like? Paul's exactly how he sounds there. It's basically him ribbing me the entire time. I go home, I cry a little bit, and then we move on for the next day. So, no, I love hanging out with Paul, and you just – I love the old stories. You know, I can't wait for – you know, if he does retire, maybe there'll be a book that comes out and tells you about the fun side of the SEC.
Yeah, and you know one thing I thought was very interesting? Again, hopefully we'll post it for anybody that missed it. But it seems like he is very eager – to be back on our show. Like,
yeah,
I always feel like it's like the guy gets a million requests.
I know.
I'm like, I feel guilty just being like, hey, Paul, do you mind any chance we could get you? You know what I mean? Like, I know he's got 100 people asking him that.
Yeah.
So I don't like to bother him, but he always brings it up to us, doesn't he?
I know, it's funny. Then you ask somebody that's got like 1,000 followers, they're like, hey, I can't do it this week, you know? Oh, Jesus, Paul just asked to come on the show, and you're giving me the what for? So, no, I like having Paul on. And if you haven't seen it, I mean, there's been a couple sit-downs we've had with Paul, so be sure to check that out on the tube. And I'm sure, too, we'll see him for the tournament coming up. So the basketball tournament, if he comes in, you know, maybe we can make that happen as well.
Absolutely, Shane. And shout-out, as always, All Day Trey.
Hey, thanks, cuz.
He gifted Berserker626. Berserker!
Welcome to the family.
Oh, God. My voice is rough. I'm still sick over here, buddy. But anything else before we log off here, this emergency podcast?
No, we're going to see you here in a little bit. We're going to have a mailbag questions coming in, so look forward to seeing all the cousins. Again, man, it was an absolute blast down there, Mike. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So be sure to tune in tonight, 7 o'clock. Can't miss this. When you see, hopefully I get my color worked out. Looks like I'm the one that's sick, right? I've been freezing or something. I've been out in the cold.
Did you ever
I've
see
been
that,
up in Michigan, you know. This
did you ever
Michigan.
See that Batman movie where you fought Mr. Freeze?
Yeah. I look like Uncle Fester. Remember that guy said that? Damn, this is a homeless guy trolled me as we're going there. He's like, you want to buy some tickets? I was like, no. And he goes, damn, Uncle Fester. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Wow, off the top rope. I didn't even have my makeup on.
Yeah, homeless man in Atlanta making fun of Cousin Shane as we're walking into a steakhouse. You know
what? Brother, they always get me. They always. I got me down in Savannah once, you know. I was walking by and he's like, can I have some money? You know, and I literally have no cash, you know. Yeah. And I said, I have no cash. And then, man, he just went. I mean, it felt like a damn roast. You know what I'm saying? I've been called a lot of fat names, but he came up with a few that were dynamite, man.
Well, you know, speaking of dynamite,
the legend, yeah. Cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. He
Thank you, cuz.
Skyler Wilcox. Skyler Wilcox.
Welcome to the family.
Family. Oh, my voice is about to go out already, Shane. So, yeah, let me go drink some tea.
Yes.
We'll be back at a normal time. We got an outstanding mailbag coming your way. Who knows, Shane? Michigan could have a coach by the time we up on here. Maybe they steal Shane Beamer away from Carolina. You know what?
Absolutely. Grimace.
All right. So we'll be back here in a couple hours. Appreciate you stopping by for this little emergency podcast. We'll catch you very soon.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.